Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for November 1st, from Ezekiel chapters 1 through 3. Yesterday, our gaze changed from Judah to Babylon as Jeremiah's writings came to their close with lamentations. Now we enter the scene of life among a group of Jewish exiles in a northern province of Babylonia. Tel Abib has become the home of many of the nobles, priests, officials, and craftsmen of Judah taken by Nebuchadnezzar in the first and second deportations of Jews from Judah. Ezekiel was among the young captives who began to show great ability in the land of their exile. Ezekiel was a priest whose work, livelihood, and self-worth revolved around the temple. But there's no more temple. Life would have to be entirely different for Ezekiel and his fellow priests. Perhaps the key was that they'd have to get back to basics, to relying directly on the God who does not dwell in temples made by human hands. Ezekiel is called to a ministry very similar to that of Jeremiah, and they're relatives of each other. Ezekiel was commanded to stand as an immovable, tireless evangelist and voice for revival of the people of God in exile, calling them to return to the one they had abandoned so long ago and from whom they had received such devastation. Not an easy ministry, nor one any would readily take up voluntarily. But when the word of the Lord comes, its recipients cannot refuse. The benefits of God's call, however, far outweigh its costs. Ezekiel had an experience of God reserved for very few mortals this side of heaven. It left him breathless, straining for words to describe what he saw, and out of adequate expressions for how he felt. No wonder he was angry and bitter in spirit as he came to the exiles along the river Kibar. Who would want to leave such a heavenly scene and return to the squalor of human life? Think of it. When everything you have, everything you've planned, all you've hoped for, is stripped away in this life, you still have the Lord if you want Him. And God is far more than enough to sustain you even in this sordid place. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.